Welcome in, Daylene, joining us for our monthly update with our local Habitat for Humanity. Daylene, good to see you back in the studio.
Hey, good to see you too. Thank you for having me.
Can you believe September has almost come and gone?
Oh my gosh, it really snuck away from us. I can't believe it.
Isn't it funny how that'll happen to you?
Yeah, but it's been a wonderful month. Lots of fun things happening, beautiful weather to do it in, and we've got three houses going over there, and activity on at all three of them. Tonight we've got a crew from Wells Fargo coming over to paint.
Oh, cool.
So it's just such an exciting time for us.
And kind of nice to get those cooler temperatures as well, especially for those guys overdoing the build.
It really is. They move a little faster when it's not so darn hot.
I don't blame them. Yeah,
no.
And with weather like we have in the mornings, you kind of got to move fast just to keep cool or keep warm, I guess, would be the right thing.
Put their jacket on and get going.
But and then after an hour or two, it's completely gone and they're ready to put the shorts back on.
They are.
It's a funny time of the year with the weather doing that. So you mentioned a minute ago you've got several properties. We're still working over near the Buffalo School area, right?
We are. We've got the two houses over on the Buffalo School that we're finishing up. And then we've got the foundation and stuff ready to go over on our Miles property.
Okay.
We've got a house over on North Miles that a dear friend of Habitat's donated to us. So
awesome. We're
getting a house put up over there. It's kind of tucked off by itself, and the family that's going in there, just a delightful, sweet family, and excited to get them in a home. And of course, this time of year, we're getting ready for our dedications and stuff, but we're still building, still looking at ways to raise money to buy those materials. So we're looking forward to our mailbox auction this year. Do you remember last year when we did that?
Yes.
It was
so
much fun.
Is that coming up again this year?
It is. We're going to do it again. We had such a blast with it last year. We thought, hey, let's try that again. And so right now we're looking for artisans to decorate our mailboxes for us. Our friends over at North Platte Hardware over on the north side donated some mailboxes to us. So we've got some mailboxes. We just need the artisans to decorate those and come up with your really cute, clever, fun, exciting mailbox ideas. We've cleared this with the post office. Mm-hmm. So as long as you have you keep the flag on the mailbox, it's still perfectly legal.
Awesome.
So whoever buys it can still stick it out in front of their house. But we had such a good time with that last year, and the artisans, we've got five so far.
Oh, cool.
That we've picked up this year. Totally different from last year.
Okay.
I can't believe how many artists there are in this town. We are so creative and talented here. We've got one of them in, our dear friend Byron Shapiro.
Okay.
Brought in the first one, and we're just all agaga over it.
Oh, awesome.
So, when I reached out to him and said, hey, do you want to do this? He says, oh, I've got an idea. I'll come.
Even better.
He came by that day to get the mailbox, and he said, I've got to hurry up and get after it because my wife, Kim, has all these great ideas, and if I don't do mine, I'm going to end up doing all of hers.
Well, hey, we take multiple mailboxes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be okay.
Absolutely. Bring them on. It'd be a lot of fun. But so if you've got if you've got a little talent and you want to share that with Habitat, give us a call over at the office, 534-6251, or swing by and pick up a mailbox. There's really no limitations on how you do this. You can paint it. You can build around it. You can do woodworking. You can do metalworking. However you want to do this. We had such a variety of them last year.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the designs last year that you remember, Daylene, to give folks a little bit of inspiration maybe.
Oh, so we had a really cool Snoopy house one.
Mm-hmm.
That thing was heavy. She really put some effort into that. We had a fun steampunk one that Muffy Morris did for us. Mm-hmm. That was so clever and fun and creepy and everything that she wanted it to be. And of course, we had a beautiful painted one by Holly Carlini. Just gorgeous.
Speaking of local talent.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
That woman is so talented.
And I love how she shares her talents with the community in a number of ways too.
She does. And she is just so giving and caring. It's amazing. So, you know, and we had the folks over at Hershey Bank did one shaped like a cow.
Oh, cool.
It was so funny.
Little nod to the ag lending department, huh?
A little nod to the ag lending, yeah. So if you're a business and you've got some talented folks in your employ, give us a call because we'd love to have you represented at this thing.
Yeah, and it's a fun kind of community team building exercise too for your staff.
It is. And John Hales, you know, our
the great John Hales.
The great John Hales, who is a tremendous board member and our event committee chair, got so into it last year. He built one shaped like a hammer.
Yeah.
And our board president loved it so much, he bought it. So,
hey!
So we kind of kept it in the family. And I think I half convinced him to donate it back to the cause. Let's auction it off again.
Used it for a year, and now we're going to auction off again, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
We know it works at least, right?
Yeah. But we had such cool ones last year, really creative painted ones. Hannah Hokanson carved a big wooden hand that was as a pedestal to hold her mailbox.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember that one?
I do. Yeah.
That one was really fun. And when she brought it over to the office, she just hefted that thing right out of the back of her car and carried it in. It took John and I both to carry it over to the Prairie Arts Center. So I don't know how she did it. That girl is tough. But yeah, if you've got an idea, you want to do a mailbox, give me a call. Come by the office. Let's get one decorated. Let's get that auctioned off. The auction's going to be in December.
Okay.
So you got plenty of time to get this thing decorated. Plenty of time.
Is Jeff White going to get the honors of auctioneering once again?
Yeah, he said he'd come back. He had a lot of fun with that.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. Who would have thought Jeff White would have fun of all people? Yeah.
Hey, it ain't work if you're loving it, right?
Exactly. No, he's such a good guy. He really is.
He is a good guy.
Daylene, I did see that you sent out a press release yesterday too, North Platte Habitat for Humanity did, in regards to the fall planting program for some trees.
Oh my gosh, we have such great partners. We were lucky enough to get some trees from a tree grant that we wrote. So we're planting 4 trees over on that Buffalo School property.
Oh, cool.
On the 10th, which I believe that's Columbus Day, yeah?
It is, yes.
Yes,
yep.
Yes. So
it'll
we're planting those
this coming Monday.
We're planting those 4 trees. We are making such a beautiful neighborhood over there with those families, with the landscaping that we're doing and the tree planting that's going on over there. Super, super excited about that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be so nice.
So if folks want to participate in that or anything else we've talked about with Habitat this morning, Daylene, how can they do so?
You know, you can give us a call. Again, our number over there at the office is 534-6251. Or come by the office, 420 North Cottonwood, right there on the corner of 5th and Cottonwood. Big gray building. You can't miss us. And if you want to partake in that tree planting, we're going to be doing that again October 10th. Mm-hmm. That's a Monday at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Some folks might have the day off.
Hey, come by. And Rachel Allison, who is our district forester, is going to be helping us with that. Hey, who knows better how to plant a tree?
Exactly.
Than your forester.
You're going to get it done right.
Yes. And we've got a nice variety of trees that are going in there. So we'll be picking those up from Hibner's and getting those trees in the ground for those partner families.
And folks might see you out and about today. You've got a very busy day. So if folks ever see you throughout our community, they can always stop and talk to you a little bit about your favorite topic then too.
Absolutely. I was asked one time, is there something you could talk about for 20 minutes without any prep? And I said, I could talk about Habitat all day. You're going to have to stop me at 20 minutes.
You're going to have to tell me when the 20 minutes is up.
Yes. So, yeah, if you see me out wandering around town.
Getting gas maybe today,
you bet.
It'll help ease the boringness that you can kind of feel at the pump sometimes.
And I drive,
even the frustration, too.
I drive a big bone girl, so it takes me a long time to fill her up. I'm just standing there. You can come up and visit with me. Let's talk about Habitat, how you can get involved, how you can volunteer, how you can donate.
Absolutely.
We've got a lot of ways for you to partner with us.
Daylene, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you back at the studio in about a month.
See you then.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning. Thanks to local shelter insurance agents Brent Rogo and Pete Voles right after this.